Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as I said to the children just a moment ago, if we look around even just a little bit, we may be quite anxious about the state of the world today. The housing market is stalled. The stock market has lost all of it had gained so far this year. The latest government forecast for the impacts of climate on our economy is nothing less than daunting. There are threats of impending wars throughout the world. Those wildfires this summer were some of the worst we've seen in years. The catastrophic fires in California this summer are still not quite out, and to say nothing of the thousands of acres burned right here in Oregon. And then day before yesterday, there was that large earthquake near Anchorage. Nor should we forget the eclipse from last year. There are signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and the earth is in distress. The nations are confused by all the roaring of the sea and the waves. We live in apocalyptic times. Apocalypse, that's easy for me to say. Apocalypse is not a word to be afraid of. It simply means uncover. Calypto is to cover, as you see there on the screen. Apocalypto is to take away the cover, to uncover, to unveil, to open up. We have a little apocalypse every Sunday here on the communion table. As you see, there is a veil over the communion elements. As the pastor approaches them this morning, she will unveil them for all to see. She executes an apocalypse, an unveiling right before our very eyes. That which is hidden will be revealed so that all may see the bread and wine. That which was secreted away is brought forth for all to see and to partake. It is not magic, but there is mystery here. The one who comes in with and under the bread and the wine is finally held up for all to see and distributed so that all may partake of the Savior who comes to us at this table. It is Advent. Another one of those mysterious words of the church that we use infrequently enough so that we need to remind ourselves what it means. Advent means coming. It appears in the second lesson where it uses the phrase, at the coming of our Lord Jesus. And adventu, says the Latin, ente parousia in Greek. We might be tempted to think that the passage is talking about the second coming, but Advent in Latin and parousia in the Greek are just as nebulous as our word coming in English. It may refer to any coming of Jesus. It may refer to any coming at all. The apostle comes to the people at Thessalonians. The coming of Jesus as a ruler is especially important in the way this Greek is used. And so we talk about the coming of Jesus at his birth, the coming among, along, and beneath the bread and wine, placed next to God's word, which is also another way God comes. And it also may refer to the great and glorious coming when Jesus comes to fill all our hearts with love, faith, and joy, and love. The hope of Advent is the hope that each time Jesus comes, it is to strengthen our trust in God to such an extent that we may be ready for the challenges that face us. You may have heard it said that God never gives you more than you can handle. But I say to you that I think this passage contradicts that. The days are coming that there are more than we know what to do with and how to handle. And the signs are all around us of trouble and climate change and war and natural disasters and political conundrums are upon us. We just don't know how to deal with them all on our own. But the good news of these passages today is that God is causing a righteous branch, an anointed one, to grow up for God's people in this troubled world. And it is just this branch who will give us the strength we need to overcome the evil days that are upon us. God's coming is at hand. The royal rule of God will not leave us in this quagmire, but provide the strength to meet the challenges as they come. All through our lives, we are brought short by the realities around us. It is precisely in this time that the hope of Christ comes to us. Christmas will never pass away. The good news of the gospel is that God will not forsake us, but reach out to us and love us and will strengthen us and repair our fragile lives. This is the Advent message, the message of hope in an uncertain and uncaring world. This is the parousia of our God, the advent of hope. This is the coming of Christ when we look to the promise of the gospel. Christ is there for us, coming like a helpless babe to rifle Satan's fold, coming in with and under the bread and wine to bring God's words to touch our brows, fill our mouths, and gladden our hearts, coming again when we are least able to imagine it, that the fullness of God's grace and mercy may be showered over the face of the earth, to shine God's compassion throughout the whole world. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen. As our psalm reminded us today, all the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.